Good evening, councillors. It's good to be back. Tonight I'm presenting a petition on behalf of 624 residents to bring Barry John Lomax before the Place Committee to explain the failures of the Planning Department. We had also in this petition called upon Nazia Hussain to appear before the committee, but as usual at Kingston Council, officers are dropping like flies, and we gather that she has departed. Is it any wonder we've got the worst planning department in the country? Specifically, but not exclusively, this petition seeks to address the failure of the council to determine the Tudor Williams planning application within the statutory timeframe. Liberal Democrat councillors in New Malden have been on overdrive with their spin, claiming to be standing up for residents and robustly objecting to the proposed nine-storey tower block. The reality is they've done anything but. They could have brought it to a planning committee for determination, but they did no such thing. Instead, the planning department and councillors sat on their hands, abdicating their responsibility to stand up for local residents, meaning the developers have asked an unknown planning inspector based in Bristol to make a decision on it. We, the residents, demand better on planning. We, as ordinary residents, will stand up for our area when elected councillors fail to step up to the plate. The questions that Barry Lomax and whomsoever the next executive director of Place shall be must answer the following. Why did the council fail to determine the planning applications at the Tudor Williams site in New Malden within the statutory timeframe, resulting in a costly appeal at the planning inspectorate? What lessons have been learnt to ensure that this doesn't happen again? Will the council robustly object to the nine-storey tower block and the proposals put forward by Rocco Homes? Will the council commit to increasing transparency in the planning process? Let us not forget that... I believe that was time, Madam Mayor.
It is time. Yes, it is time.
Thank you. So, 624 signatures. Does someone wish to collect it? Would you like to collect them together?
Would you then go on to the second petition, please? And you've got 2 minutes. Thank you.
Yes. Second petition is as follows. We, the undersigned, call upon Kingston Council to allow residents more than 2 minutes to present a petition and instead allow the 4 minutes afforded to members. We present the petition as Mr. Giles did not get to finish what he was saying about the council's planning department, and he would have finished presenting the petition demanding better on planning, would he have been afforded the time, by saying the following. Will the council commit to increasing transparency in the planning process? What a question to stop at. What is Ms. Hussain, Mr. Lomax, and the council doing to improve their dire record on planning and improve their tarnished reputation amongst residents of the borough? And finally, will the council commit to ensuring that all interested parties can continue to respond to planning applications, be them individuals, directors of companies, or chairs of community organisations? For too long, planning has ignored the wishes of residents. We demand answers, and we deserve better. The council really do need to revert back to allowing 4 minutes to present a petition, which is the time afforded to members, as they used to before this draconian administration decided to shut down resident engagement by abolishing community motions, increasing the threshold for petitions, making call-ins practically impossible. It should not be necessary for residents to raise a petition to give adequate time to me or any resident to present a petition. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Giles.
The second petition has 20 signatures, which is the minimum threshold required by the Constitution.
Thank you. Your petitions will stand referred to be dealt with under the petition scheme. Thank you. You may return to your seat.
Thank you. Could someone collect them, please?